I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Among breast cancer survivors, studies have shown a consistent link between physical activity and a lower risk of breast cancer coming back. Denise Kepix is here to talk about this and other actions that survivors can take to help reduce the risk of cancer returning. Denise is a breast cancer nurse navigator at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Denise, first, what is known about the actions that breast cancer survivors can take to possibly lower their risk of cancer returning after treatment?
What we've found, Bobby, is that maintaining a healthy weight, getting regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, and adhering to follow-up visits after treatment have all been beneficial in that arena.
Tell us more about these exercise recommendations and also any ideas about really making this a regular routine or a habit.
So the typical recommendation is about 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity aerobic exercise, so something such as walking. What we have found is that patients who haven't routinely been exercising to kind of gradually get into that. But we've also found that group exercise classes, and particularly, you know, kind of like survivorship groups that exercise together, has had very beneficial effects on physical and mental health.
And what sort of feedback do you hear from patients you work with about joining a survivor fitness group?
The feelings are overwhelmingly that the group fitness programs are very, very helpful for them because it's almost like a physical activity slash support group combined in one.
And what about the traditional breast cancer survivor groups that get together routinely to chat, have discussions, and connect?
Extremely important. It helps the patients feel that they're not alone. They're not the only person going through this. And although they may have good family support and friend support, it's really great to have conversations with people who've been through this and you feel like you can be completely honest with them, whereas maybe not so much with a family member because you don't want to upset them. A good way for patients to find a support group is to contact the American Cancer Society, and they do have a section on their website that can help direct you to groups in your region.
What do breast cancer survivors need to know about the importance of follow-up medical care after treatment?
It's very important for patients to remember to keep their follow-up appointments. Patients treated for breast cancer should typically be seen by one of the breast cancer healthcare providers about 1 to 4 times a year, depending on their individual situation. And that would typically last for about the first 5 years after treatment, and then you can return back to your yearly appointments.
Any other tips that are important in terms of reducing the chance of cancer returning after breast cancer?
It is important for those patients that are smokers to make every effort to stop smoking. The first step in that would be to visit your healthcare provider who can either prescribe nicotine patches or direct you to smoking cessation programs that can help you in that effort.
Denise, thanks for providing information about efforts to help reduce the risk of cancer recurrence in breast cancer survivors.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.